Welcome to the United Cast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for Man United. I'm your host Matthew, and today talking about our 2-1 win against Chelsea at home in the Premier League. We won a game of football, if you could call that a game of football. It was more like a game of wrestling in the rain while we play basketball football. You know, it got to about the 60th, 70th minute in this game, and I kind of paused myself for a moment, and I was like, okay, what actual analysis is there to do in this match? Because nothing really. This was not a tactical game of football. This was not kind of, I don't think this was, what's their coach's name? Maresca, I think his name is. Let me just check. Maresca. I don't think this is like Maresca losing against Amrim. I don't think this is Amrim beating him. This was basically just, okay, obviously the rain did contribute. But then the rain is equal for everybody because it affects every player and it affects the ball. It does change a game. When it rains that much, it does change a game of football. But it was that coupled together with this weird self-sabotage from Chelsea, where they get their keeper sent off at the start of the game in just like a crazy situation. Their manager, Maresca, then takes off. Who was it he took off? I was like shocked. Took off Palmer, Neto, and Estevao, or whatever his name is. I think he's a new player. And so we went 1-0 up after 15 minutes. We scored at the 37th minute. And I'm seeing, okay, they're down to 10 men. Keeper's off, which means obviously they'd sub a keeper on for one of their players. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And Chelsea are going to have to fight to get back into this game. And then when I'm seeing Cole Palmer walk off the pitch at 20 minutes, Chelsea being 1-0 down with 10 men, I looked at that that to me was almost a game-changing moment, because red cards can be game-changing moments. And obviously this whole game was full of just game-changing moments. But I couldn't help but look at, okay, 1-0 down to 10 men for Chelsea, Cole Palmer walking off the pitch after 20 minutes, leaving a good 70 minutes of the game. And I just thought, Ruben Amorim, you've just been handed a lifeline. Yeah, I thought, okay, you've been handed this win on a plate. I don't really think that we won this game because we played better than Chelsea. I think the game was very quite equal, but it was chaos anyway. So it was sort of, again, I don't think this was anybody outdoing anybody, or like, oh, we played really well. We did do our typical fast start to a game, which kind of led to the red card, but then should the keeper have done that? And, you know, when something like that happens after 5 minutes, obviously it gives it, especially when it's a goalkeeper as well. I just look at the first like 20 minutes of this game. Obviously we nick a goal, which I thought was offside. Very close, but I thought was offside because his hand is still in front of his hand. And the last time I checked, that's what we were doing in football, but they counted it for the foot, so what do I know? Because I want Man United to win football games, but I don't like it when we do it through offside goals, or in a way that doesn't feel good. And there is not a single part of me, when the final whistle went and it was 2-1, I thought, oh, we're back on track, or that was a great win, or we tactically, it was just a mess that we happened to end up winning, I think. And I do also think as well, let's say all of the events still went the same. So their goal, our two goals, their red card, our red card, obviously Casemiro won. If all those still went the same, apart from Neto and Palmer being subbed off, I think they would have beaten us. So yeah, I know it's quite a sort of negative outlook, but I can't look at this game and be like, oh, cool, Ruben's like on the way back, we played really well. It was just, I would just describe this performance as just equal chaos. That's all it really is. And you know, off the backs of a terrible defeat to City, and you got Ruben Amorim in the press conference joking about like the Pope couldn't get me to change my formation, and joking about Jim Radcliffe giving him a new contract. By the way, it's not real. He made a joke for some reason. This game has handed you a lifeline. I still obviously don't want him here. This game doesn't change anything in the way of that for me. What disappointed me as well, moving away from the manager in that situation, is how disconnected we still look in the attack. It's actually starting to annoy me. Especially, okay, you go 10, they go a man down, whatever you describe that as. We go a goal up. Then Casemiro also scores. There was opportunities there to go 3-4 up, but just incorrect passing choices, just terrible organization in the attack, which is no kind of new thing. And again, another thing about this in and around the 60th, 70th minute, I was like, okay, who do I give what rating to? Because this is just, I don't think in the terms of both sides, I don't think this is a game where anybody stuck out as being really bad, and no one stuck out as being really great. And I think you'd say that, well, apart from Reece James, who I thought was pretty good, I think you'd almost say the same thing for Chelsea. But then, you know, Neto and Palmer didn't get a chance. We didn't see Garnacho. It just didn't feel, yeah, just didn't, it, obviously it was an awful, like, all around it was an awful game of football. I don't imagine that, like, neutrals enjoyed this. Yeah, if, you know, you're like a Liverpool fan, you probably like that Chelsea lost this game. Or, you know, you're a City fan or an Arsenal fan or something, because Chelsea are a bigger threat to you than what we are. But, I don't know, sometimes as a, because this applies to other areas of entertainment, sometimes as a content creator, you're watching something unfold, or you're playing a game, or you're watching a game of football, and you realise, okay, you're a chunk into this thing, and you just pause yourself, you go, what do I actually say about this? Because it's just, It was just a wrestling match in the rain. Like, yeah. And I couldn't even quite tell, like, okay, there's subs being made, but Chelsea are making subs. I don't know what both formations were. I don't know if he did change his thing at the end. But it sort of ends up being one that you just go, okay, you got the 3 points, it was a messy game, you got the, you know, you won the wrestling match, and then you just, everybody just ultimately moves on. But now, let's look at the fixtures for a moment, if this wants to load. We're away to Brentford, I believe that's next weekend, so does line up Ruben Amorim's chance to get his first back-to-back Premier League wins. They've lost Visa, I think his name is, went to Newcastle. Obviously, we got Mbeumo. Thomas Frank, who used to be their manager, has gone to Spurs. He's doing pretty decently over there. Apart from Liverpool in a couple of games, you've got Sunderland at home. That shouldn't be a problem. Brentford away. Again, we've historically struggled a bit against Brentford, but the reasons for those, three of those reasons have now gone to different clubs, and one of them plays for us now. So, if you do take this game as a positive, which I guess you're supposed to, but I don't take it in a positive way of like, oh yeah, keep him, this is great, I'm really happy. Like, you've got a long way to go until you build up that kind of momentum. But there's really no reason we shouldn't win our next two games. But perhaps I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, that's the summary of the game. All right, that's all the pre-talk stuff, I suppose. So yeah, let's break the game down in the best way we can. I'll throw something together for player ratings. I don't really know what I'm going to do there, but we'll get to that in a bit. Sanchez gets sent off, clatters into Mbeumo, takes him out. It's a clear red card. Kind of reminds me of This game reminds me of our last game last season against Aston Villa. Although I think that red card from Martinez, Villa's goalkeeper, was much later. It was where like Hoyland was going to be clear through on goal. Keeper took him out. Keeper makes the self-sacrifice. So yeah, ball over the top. See, it's interesting because you could make the argument of, okay, we started this game really fast and we made something of it. That is good. But I've no longer kept getting excited of like if we start off well in the first 10 minutes, because we always seem to. The only way I'm going to get like more excited for what we're doing, whatever it is that we're doing, and more happy, is if we get consistent wins and I actually see something and not win a football game of wrestling in the rain. Anyway, yeah, he gets sent off. Wasn't a penalty, it was a free kick. So yeah, the self-sabotage from Chelsea started straight away. So, I know these things happen in football, but like, man, your goalkeeper being sent off in the first 5 minutes. I don't think any. I know that you go into a game as a manager and as a team and you account for sort of, okay, what if this happens? What if this happens? I don't really think that either manager would have gone, okay, what about if our goalkeeper gets sent off in the first 5 minutes? And then you have to make loads of subs. But again, weird one. They take off. I think they just took off too many players, arguably, and then went too defensive straight away, but they did that, and then we scored our goal. Do I remember the goal? I think it was Dorgu crossed in from something. Bruno beat the offside trap, I suppose, and tucks it away for 1-0. So good goal. Still, I kind of thought it was offside, but yeah, crossed it in, and we scored a goal. Can make it look easy, can't we? Sometimes can make it look easy. So that made it 1-0. And then, yeah, Palmer subbed off 20 minutes. And again, I looked at that and I thought, I almost looked at that because, like, the Neto one, like, Pedro Neto is a great player, but, like, Cole Palmer would be the one that would have the eyes on him. You know, like, he's the one who's going to, he's the one that most people recognize is going to do something. And just seeing him walk off after 20 minutes, like, that's Cole Palmer done in this game, was very weird, very, very weird. I guess they decided to do that. And then, what was it, Casemiro scored a goal. It was a header, wasn't it? A couple of little bits and bobs put together. Casemiro scored his goal. I don't think there was any call for offside with this one, was there? Casemiro scored a goal. I can't really analyse these like flick sort of goals. Like, there's no sort of build up to talk about. There's no sort of intricate passing or like, oh, he did this well when he did that. There's nothing there to really talk about with that. So there you go. And then while he scored, Casemiro makes a very clumsy tackle right at the end of the first half and gets sent off. So two red cards in the game. For taking down one of Chelsea's players. Now, while he does get contact on the ball, I think it's more just the pulling and the shirt pulling, and he was already on a yellow card. So, I think it was, like, for a player as experienced as Casemiro, which is probably one of our more experienced players, very clumsy from him. But I do kind of remember in his first season for Man United? Was it Ten Hag's first season? When, did have a bit of a habit of getting sent off. So he does have that in him, unfortunately. But yeah, this was a bad time to do that. Like, it's just that, like, sometimes you can get stung by a goal before half time. This was like conceding a goal in a different way. It's like, okay, you're 2-0 up. They're down to 10 men. They're really, and Palmer's off, Neto's off. You know, it really is just handed to there on a plate. Away should just go and put, you know, number 3, number 4 past them and just seal it off. But then that just, you know, because, yeah, from that moment, Casemiro getting sent off, okay, we're still 2-0 up. I think if Chelsea had just made the one sub and just taken whoever it was off for their goalkeeper, kept Neto and Palmer on, I do think they would have beaten us, or at least gotten a draw out of it, because they would have had more in the attacking threat, really. I don't really, and again, I don't like watch Chelsea. I don't know what this manager does on a regular basis. I don't know his patterns, but going more defensive after going 2-0 down is very strange. But that's their problem, I suppose. Then half time came along. Ugarte on for Sesko. All right, I'm going to be completely honest right now. I promise I'm not making this up. I didn't notice that he was the one that got subbed off. Because I didn't notice Sesko in the first half. I noticed Mbeumo, I noticed Bruno, I noticed everybody else. I remember a few things that Sesko did. He got the ball like near the edge of the box. I did not realise, plus I didn't actually see it come up on the screen, because they don't for half time sometimes. I didn't notice that it was Sesko who'd been taken off, and I'd sort of forgotten that we'd made that sub. Yeah, we'll talk about Sesko in a bit, but there's problems there. But the fact that I didn't notice that he wasn't on the pitch, because by the time we came back for the second half, there were only a few players I actually remembered seeing on the pitch. It's a bit like when a player doesn't get a ball for 5-10 minutes, and it's like, oh yeah, they're still on this pitch. I genuinely didn't notice that Sesko wasn't there in the second half. But I noticed a bunch of the other players, so I don't know what that's about. Because I saw Ugarte like warming up and that. I didn't see Sesko like come off the pitch or anything. So yeah. Anyway, then they made some more subs. Again, no Garnacho. I wonder what he'll be thinking of that. I'm surprised that when they made the three subs, didn't they? They had two left. It was Gusto and someone called George. Was surprised that, okay, they're now down to 10 men. So it's equal ground, but we're two goals down. I'm surprised their manager didn't look at Garnacho, because he's someone who can offer you pace. And as we know, as Man United, could have been a good impact sub for them. So, interestingly, I thought the opposition's manager made more mistakes than what ours did. That's something I didn't expect to see today. But again, I don't know what this manager's habits are, because I don't really watch Chelsea. So, yeah. Anyway, then we made some subs. Cunha off for Mazraoui. I'm not really sure who moved where at that point. And then Mount from Mbeumo. Euro for Maguire. And then Cobby for Bruno. So it's not illegal to sub Bruno Fernandes off. You can do it. Interestingly, because I don't think Bruno had the worst game, because there's a number of games, there's at least like two from this season alone that I've looked at him and gone, you've really got to take him off. So just a really odd game in of itself. I'm then seeing Bruno subbed off when we're 2-1 up. Weird. It's a funny old game. But he did tell us kind of that Cobby is the one competing for Bruno's spot. But yeah, because the camera cut to, I think it was Luke Shaw, Bruno handing the armband to Luke Shaw, and I was like, what's he doing? Because I just don't expect, Bruno is the one player on the pitch we probably all just don't expect to see get subbed off, because that just doesn't happen. So that was almost kind of funny in a way. And then, yeah, Euro for Maguire. I'm not quite sure why Euro didn't start this game, but never mind. Because I would have quite easily dropped Luke Shaw, especially after the Manchester Derby game. So, yeah. But the other subs are fine. They're pretty much like for like. But before Cobby's sub, of course, there was their moment of belief. Reece James crossing the ball in the game, which we didn't close him down anywhere near enough, because we just didn't. And then Chalobah gets a free header in the box, popped into the bottom corner, and of course 10 minutes left and they've started kicking into Old Trafford, and then for the rest of the game we pretty much clung on for dear life. But again, even like, I know Bruno had a pretty decent shot, that must have been before we were subbed off, obviously, although we like could have scored from. Even then, when we're breaking forward, it's like, we just look so... And I'll admit, as much as I, you know, don't like this manager, I can't tell if that's a tactical thing, an individual player thing, a communication thing, a planning thing, or all of the above. Sometimes we just still... And it's really frustrating to see when a player's got options and they're just like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know who I'm going to pass to. And they just pick the wrong choice. Like there was a, I think there was a couple of times where like Bruno had the ball, could have passed it into Ahmad. I think there was a chance. Passed it to Sesko instead. It got drifted wide. And it's like, oh, just have better football IQ as a team. But again, I don't know which of those problems more apply to that problem. And this isn't the first game this season where that's happened. It's happened loads of times where like we break forward and we just don't really look like we know what we're doing. So there we go. Anyway, that's it for all the recap stuff. Let's talk about something for player ratings, I suppose. I'll see you for that in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, so moving to player ratings. Not Sanchez, he doesn't play for us. Beyendir. Handled the press well, I thought. Didn't get given a ton to do. I think there was one shot on target for Chelsea, which I think was for Fofana's header, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, very inactive game, so I'd give him a 6. Dele, I thought, was pretty good. Couple of big tackles, couple of mistakes still. Again, I've already described the way that this game was, so probably going to miss 6 as well. Same for Maguire, I think. I think I'd give him a 6 as well, and probably the same for Luke Shaw. Mazraoui being played out of position again on the right wing, but I don't know why Ruben thinks that that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm just looking at our defensive lineup, and I don't mind Mazraoui as right centre back. I just think he should have dropped, even though he didn't have a terrible game, I just would have dropped Luke Shaw. But then yeah, you'd shuffle the team around, I suppose. Because Euro can handle left centre back. I would have maybe put him there, and then you know Maguire or De Ligt or Mazraoui in the other two slots. That's probably what I would have done. Mazraoui was fine in this game. I thought I'm just going to give everybody a 6 almost. It was just very, very just average, wasn't it, overall? He was fine, I suppose. Milan Casemiro, obviously got to give him a bit of a lower rating for the clumsy. Although, scored a goal and got sent off, so, you know. I'd probably give him a 4, just because, like, I just expect you to make better choices than that, especially given that, like, it wasn't just one reckless tackle and then a red card. It was like, okay, a warning, and then you did another thing. So, anyway, Bruno Fernandes, I'd possibly give him a 7. I don't think this was his worst game. Scored, obviously, a well-taken goal. Had to be in the right place at the right time. I have certainly seen Bruno Fernandes play worse than this before. Yeah, it was almost weird that he got subbed off in the end. But I thought he did okay. Dorgu again coming up with the same things of getting towards the edge of the box and just not knowing how to cross it in. I thought it was okay apart from that. Just I'd be curious to see what he would be like at left centre back. Maybe we should try that and then play somebody else at left wing back. I don't know who, but yeah, who else do we have? Oh yeah, we have Diego Leon, and we have you wouldn't put Martinez there, obviously. I don't know who else you'd put there. Not Dalot. You wouldn't put Luke Shaw there. If Luke Shaw was in better form, you could put him there. I don't know. Just be curious to see Dorgu at left centre back. I think he's better at defending than he is at attacking. But then you have, well, I was going to say Ahmad on the other side, but he wasn't playing at right wing back. So anyway, give Dorgu a 6 as well. And Mbeumo, I thought, was decent. I still think he looks the best out of our new signings, to be honest. He just looks like he has more about him. But I thought he had a pretty decent game as well. Ahmad, yeah, he's not in a great run of form right now. I don't think it's entirely his fault. He is being moved around all over the place. So I'll probably give him a 6. Let's talk about Sesko. I'm not impressed with him at all so far. I think he, now I'm not going to write him off. I still want him to, you know, be given chances, and he is our only striker anyway, because we decided to get rid of Højlund, which again, the problem with that is if one of your players is out of form and you need to take him out, by take him out I mean sub off, obviously, you could have rotated with Højlund, but he decided to fall out with him and get rid of him because he decided to do it with everybody. I thought Sesko was very, very poor in this game. I don't really remember anything that he did. Obviously with the red card, it's not a case of Sesko was subbed off because he was doing badly or because tactical reasons. It's just because the red card, so you have to shift things around. But the fact that I actually didn't even notice that he was gone in the second half after 55 minutes, because remember we had the added 9 minutes, I think I saw him twice in this whole game. I remember him having the ball maybe twice. I think it was when Bruno had the ball, he made the pass to Sesko instead of Ahmad. Sesko got drifted wide. And then there was one where I think he had the ball in between the halfway line and the edge of Chelsea's box. And I can't remember what happened afterwards, but obviously everybody goes off screen when it goes half time because you go to the adverts and whatnot. We come back, I see Ugarte there. I don't remember it saying on screen who we got subbed off for. If I'd have seen Sesko's name and it said Sesko was subbed off, I might have noticed more. But then when we got into the second half and it was Mbeumo going forward, Bruno breaking forward, Ahmad breaking forward, I actually couldn't quite tell who the missing player was. So, yeah, it's because it's different for Chelsea, because I guess they didn't have an outfielder sent off, they had a goalkeeper sent off, and that's, you know, different in terms of noticing it. I noticed Palmer was missing, I noticed Neto was missing, but those were subbed off for different reasons. I was watching the second half, and then I just read the thing in the summary, didn't I, of his substitution, and I forgot that he was in this match. I'd probably give him a 0 in that regard, really, because I don't know, just he didn't make any impact on the game at all. Granted, if he was given the second half, he could have got more involved, you know, I'll give the benefit of doubt there, but we are kind of doing the same. I know I moaned again and again and again and again about no service towards Højlund, which I'll still maintain that point. But we're sort of doing kind of a similar thing with Sesko. But then the difference is, I don't think Højlund was bought as like a big tall player to hold up the ball, whereas when we bought Sesko, it's always a big tall player who can hold up the ball, he can do that better, which I agree with, you're supposed to be able to do that better. But then you kind of see less of him, and I don't know, it just, yeah, it's a mess. So, there was that. Who are the substitutions? Ugarte was alright, Cunha was alright, Mount was alright, Euro was alright, and Cobby was on the pitch for about 2 minutes, apart from the additional 7. Substitutes we had on the bench. Cunha, Fredrickson, Heaven, Lemens, who's the new young goalkeeper. Cobby, Mount, Ugarte, Euro, and Xerxes. Not using Xerxes much, is he? Noticed that. Again, this maybe wasn't quite the game because of the red card, etc., etc. But yeah, maybe he doesn't like Xerxes. Maybe he's fallen out with him as well. He likes Mason Mount a lot, doesn't he? I mean, I like Mason Mount, so that's good. I agree with Ruben Amorim on something. And the missing players was Dalot with a muscle injury, and Martinez is still out. I hope Martinez comes back. I think we really do miss him. Not just for that left centre back, but because he's just a really good player. So, yeah. Anyway, the messy, rainy rugby, not rugby, wrestling match is over. We came away with the 3 points. Again, in my opinion, in my mind, doesn't really change the way that I feel because the game was just such a mess. And I don't think it was a case of beating Chelsea. It was just, you know, goalkeeper madness, red card madness, the rain and everything else. So, yeah. And plus Chelsea's mistakes with the subs and stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the game. What did you think of all of the crazy events? Two red cards. Can't remember the last time we had a red card. But two red cards, their keeper getting sent off. What did you think of Chelsea's choices of Palmer and Neto being subbed off? I thought it was very weird. Curious to see what Chelsea fans think of that. Because, again, I don't know this manager's habits. Anyway, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Does this for you change anything about Ruben Amorim? Was you on his side anyway? If so, let me know why and whatnot. Yeah, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk, Care, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, Mate Night podcasts. What podcasts did we have this week? Gen V is back for season 2, triple episode premiere, episodes 1, 2, and 3 of season 2. Those have been covered. There was no gaming talk this week. Should be back next week. And of course, we continued our Breaking Bad rewatch podcast season 4, episode 2, heading a bit more into that season. Of course, United cast today. And then should be same service next week. Gaming talk, Breaking Bad, Gen V, and United cast on, yes, an early kickoff Saturday. Brentford away. No idea how we're going to do. So yeah, keep your eyes out for all that content, I suppose, and anything else that we make. In the meantime, anyway, if you want to support all the work that we do, the podcasts that we do, you can listen to more of what we do on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for everything that we do. Word of mouth, social media. Let people know about what we're doing, where they can find it, and if they mention a thing we've podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad free podcast with free options. Look for those available if you like to. TV and film news, Geektown Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. As for all your TV and film news, let's look out for all that. And then yes, YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays for all the video game stuff. Look out for all those things as well. Anyway, yeah, we won the wrestling match. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.